I greet you in Jesus' precious name. It is Saturday morning, the 25th of May, 2024, and this is your friend, Angus Buchan, with a thought for the day. We start off in the Gospel of John, chapter 15, and I'm reading verse 7. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you. Wow, that's a beautiful promise from the Lord. But the key there is abiding in him. Philippians chapter 4, verse 13, we know that scripture so well. I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens me. It's through Christ Jesus, folks. It's not our own efforts. Jesus spent 30 years with his Father, his heavenly Father, in the carpenter shop for a mere 3 years ministry. 30 years preparation for 3 years ministry. The devil wants you and I to rush, rush, rush. He keeps us off balance all the time, running, 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 so that we cannot spend time with the Lord. But Jesus is the opposite. He is never in a rush and he's never late. Now remember, he came to the tomb of Lazarus, his friend, 4 days after he had been summoned by Mary and Martha, Jesus' friends. But what happened? A miracle took place. Lazarus was raised from the dead. The main objective of the believer is to spend time with Christ and to allow his strength to flow through us. Then there shall be nothing too hard for us. Nothing is too hard for us when the Lord Jesus Christ is flowing through us. Absolutely nothing. Now remember the story I've told you before about one of the greatest presidents of the United States of America, Abraham Lincoln, was asked, if you were given 6 hours to cut down that large tree, what would you do? Well, he said, I would spend 4 hours sharpening the axe. Now, I cut trees and I split wood. I want to tell you, that is profound. There's nothing more sad for me to see than a man trying to cut a tree down with a blunt axe. It doesn't work. John Wesley went across to Europe to meet with a very special man of God, Count Zinzendorf, the founder of the Moravian Church. John Wesley had an MA in theology. And you know what happened? Zinzendorf made him work in the garden for months. He was so offended. What was he doing? He was trying to get Jesus into the man of God. And out of that started one of the greatest revivals the world's ever known. Today, spend time in his presence. Jesus bless you and have a wonderful day. Goodbye.